This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastula with the news. The headlines first. National Assembly passes Public Service Broadcasting Bill. Chairpersons of two committees of National Assembly took oath of office in secrecy. Government to address the problem of health sector's employee management through adjustment process. And thousands of people evacuated as a powerful typhoon makes landfall near China's financial hub Shanghai. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the National Assembly has unanimously passed the Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2077 today. The bill, which was received from the House of Representatives after amendments, was presented by Minister for Communication, Information and Technology, Prithvi Subbagurung. Meanwhile, the newly elected chairpersons of the National Assembly committees have taken the oath of office and secrecy today. Maya Prasad Sharma has been elected as the chairperson of the Public Policy and Delegated Legislation Committee and Tulasa Dahal as the chairperson of the Legislative Administration Committee from the National Assembly meeting held this morning. The government is to address the problem in the management of the health sector employees through their adjustment. The proposal was presented by Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podal and was endorsed by the Cabinet meeting on Sunday. The ministry had prepared an 8-point proposal to make health personnel management more effective in accordance with the Employees Adjustment Act 2075-PS. The Council of Ministers passed the proposal, paving the way for the adjustment of health workers working at the three levels. These decisions are expected to improve the health sector as well as bring more clarity in the management of health workers. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation, Balaram Adhikari, has expressed his commitment to form a commission within a month to solve the problem of the landless citizens. Addressing the 11th general meeting of Asian Farmers Union held in Kathmandu today, the minister informed that the ministry is preparing to form the commission within a month by amending the law if necessary. Minister Adhikari mentioned that the right to food grain is becoming a challenge due to the impact of climate change on the agricultural sector. The minister said that work is underway to implement the right as specified in the constitution. Likewise, Minister Adhikari added that since many Asian countries are involved in agriculture, farmers of all countries should be organized for the sustainable development of the region. Representatives of 22 farmer organizations from 19 countries are participating in the two-day general meeting. The Lumini Province government has appointed office bearers to the vacant posts in the Lumini Province Planning Commission. A meeting of the Lumbini Provincial Government Council of Ministers chaired by Chief Minister Chetnarayan Acharya today decided to appoint Dr. Dili Raz Arial, a resident of Kulmi, to the post of Vice Chairman of the Province Planning Commission. Province Government has also appointed Dr. Sudhan Kumar Oli of Rolpa, Bhuvan Chaudhary of Tang and Shanta Devi Thakal of Rupandeh as members to the Commission. The Muslim community in Nepal is observing the birth anniversary of the founder of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad. According to Islamic religious leader Maulana Abdul Zabar Manzari, the day is observed on the 12th day of Rabi al-Awwal, the third month of the Islamic calendar, by organizing various religious programs. On Muhammad's birthday, various Naat Sharifs are recited and his sermons and speeches are remembered. Human casualties from natural disaster increased in the past 90 days of the monsoon this year compared to the corresponding period last year. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, 225 people died in monsoon-induced disasters from the 10th of June to 7th of September. Authority spokesperson Dr. Dizin Bhattrai said that 49 people have gone missing and 284 have been injured in the given period. The death toll last year, including the corresponding period, was 85 with 29 missing and 126 injuries, and the number affected was 6,030. Similarly, 49 deaths are due to flooding and 40 from lightning. This year, Dudhara Chandni of Kanchanpur district witnessed the record-breaking rainfall on July 7 due to the Tarai cloud burst. The area recorded the historic 624 mm rainfall in the 24 hours from 8 6:45 a.m. on July 7 to 8:45 a.m. on July 8 in 77 years. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Hundreds of thousands of people were evacuated as a powerful typhoon made landfall near China's financial hub, Shanghai. The BBC quoted the China Meteorological Administration as saying Typhoon Bibitka hit at around 7:30 a.m. local time on Monday in the coastal area of Lingang New City in East Shanghai. According to Chinese state media, it is the strongest storm to hit Shanghai in 75 years. As a precaution, more than 400,000 people in the Shanghai metropolitan area are relocated by Sunday evening. A further 9,000 people were evacuated from the Chongming district, an island that is also part of Shanghai. Hundreds of flights were cancelled as the city's two main airports grounded all flights. The train services were also cancelled and highways were closed. Shanghai's 25 million residents had been advised to stay home ahead of the storm's arrival. The U.S. authorities have confirmed that former President Donald Trump is safe following an apparent assassination attempt at his Florida golf course. A potential suspect is said to be in custody. The BBC quoted the officials as saying Secret Service agents spotted the barrel of a rifle poking through some bushes and opened fire at Trump. The FBI said that Trump was 300 to 500 yards away at the time. The incident comes almost exactly 2 months after a gunman attempted to assassinate Trump at a rally in Butler of Pennsylvania, striking his ear. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Lumbini and Karnali province, including a few places of rest of the provinces. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali province. At present, there is an influence of monsoon air across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Assembly passes Public Service Broadcasting Bill. Chairpersons of two committees of National Assembly took oath of office and secrecy. Government to address the problem of health sector employees management through adjustment process. And thousands of people evacuated as a powerful typhoon makes landfall near China's financial hub, Shanghai. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.